Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Find Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you live your best life. We have a guest on today. We are joined by Erica, who is the owner of Evolved by Erica, which is an online meditation platform. Now, meditation has been a huge part of my wellness and self-care practices for so many years now, and Erica's meditations are amazing. I've been doing them since the start of this year, and I've been absolutely loving them, and I've found them to be really transformational, which is why I wanted to bring her on the show today to learn more about her journey, learn more about meditation, learn more about how we can use meditation to tap into our intuition, to manifest, to attract more abundance into our lives, as well as protect our energy and feel calm so we can go about our day feeling in the best space that we can. I wanted to bring Erica on because I just love her passion for meditation as well. She's so passionate about it and its benefits, and she really lives and breathes what she teaches. So I really hope that this episode inspires you to either start a meditation habit if you haven't already, or to pick one back up if you've fallen off, or maybe you haven't been that consistent. I really hope this inspires you to start doing more of it so you can really see the benefits of it in your life. As this episode is all about doing those important little things to take care of your mind, your mental health, there's something else that I love to do to take care of my mental health, and that is go to therapy. I've done therapy on and off over the years, and I really don't feel like I'd be where I am today if I hadn't done it. I've had huge benefits from opening up and talking to someone about how I feel, so I can really process my feelings, manage my emotions, learn how to become the happiest version of me. And that's why I'm so excited to introduce you to BetterHelp, who are an online professional counseling service, and they are the sponsors of this podcast. The best thing about BetterHelp is that no matter where you are in the world, you can access BetterHelp services as long as you have an internet connection, because it's all done online. They have thousands of licensed therapists on their platform, and they will match you up with the perfect person for you. Super easy to join. You just fill out a really quick questionnaire just so that they can know who you are, what your needs, what is it that you'd like to talk to a therapist about. Even if you aren't totally sure what that is, just put in as much information as you can, and within 48 hours, they will match you up with the perfect therapist that is aligned with you, because we're all different. And the main thing in therapy is that you really need to feel like you connect with your therapist so you can open up to them and get the best out of the experience. I love how I can schedule my calls with my therapist on BetterHelp around my work, because I can just do it from home. It's so easy. I don't need to travel anywhere. Don't need to sit in a waiting room. It's really easy to slot into my busy life. So it just makes getting that help with my mental health that little bit easier. BetterHelp are also making therapy that little bit easier for us all by making their services much more affordable than traditional face-to-face therapy. And not only that, they're kindly giving our listeners a 10% discount off your entire first month of therapy. All you need to do to access this is go to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. Use that link and it'll take you straight through to get 10% off your first month online therapy with BetterHelp. Okay, Erica, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm such a big fan of your meditations. I've been doing them since the start of this year, so it's been about 6 months now. I discovered you on the Melissa Wood Health app, and I'm so glad that I found you from there because I just love your vibe. So I'm so happy that you're on the podcast. I can't wait to talk to you today.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy to hear that. And I'm so happy to hear that you've been practicing for 6 months, a half a year, right? Mm.
Wow, yeah, amazing. I've been meditating for years, but then I found your meditations. I feel like they're so different. And that's what I want to talk to you about today anyway, yeah. Like the breath work, the Kundalini, the chanting, everything that you do. I'd never done that before. I remember the first time I did it on one of your meditations, I was like, what am I doing? Like, I feel weird, like chanting. And then as soon as I let my ego go and I just did it, I've like found it to be so transformational, like such a great way to clean my energy up. And that's why I'm so excited to share what you do with the listeners today so that more people can start meditating in the kind of way that you teach. But I'd love to just start off by just going through your journey, because I feel like you're so living in your purpose and like speaking your truth, and you're just doing what you quite clearly came here to do. And there's so many people out there that are like trying to find that in their own lives, like try and find their purpose. So would love to hear some more about what your journey was to discovering your Dharma.
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy to hear how transformative the practice has been for you. I had a similar journey of like beginning with this ancient practice. I never meditated before, and the practice found me at a time where I really needed it. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I don't know what these chants are. I don't know what they mean. And as I just started to lean into it and be open to see what can come, so much came. And that's really what led me here to where I am right here right now. So just to give you some backgrounds, I struggled with anxiety most of my life. And when I was around 26, 27 years old, it really came to a peak for me. I was experiencing very intense panic attacks, and they could take place anywhere, but it was just a very scary feeling in that moment. I didn't know what would be happening. I would immediately call my mom, and then like she would help calm me down, but it was like this rush that took me over mentally and physically. And I just started to realize that I needed something. There was something that I needed in order to start to live a calm, centered, peaceful life that we're all worthy of. And I just started to see that. And I started to see that in a lot of my other friends who were connected spiritually or had a practice and how they were manifesting a beautiful life for themselves. And I was stuck just sitting and worrying and thinking about all the things I didn't want to happen in my life. And how the practice goes is it usually finds you. You kind of get intrigued by whatever this is, or it starts to come into your orbit, whether it be on a platform or through an ad, or it just starts popping up in conversation for you. And you're like, maybe I should try this out. And I practiced Kundalini for the first time, and I just did a 3 to 5 minute exercise. And I will never forget the bliss I immediately felt. It was euphoric. I felt a full body relaxation and release. And I remember just lying down being like, whoa, this feels amazing. And I think this is what like calmness feels like. I was out of that fight or flight, thinking about negative thought loops. And I finally came into the state of just peace and bliss, even if it was just for a moment. And it intrigued me because it was a pretty significant physical response I had. So I said, okay, this felt really good. I'm just going to try a little bit every day. So every day I'd wake up. And at the time I was an elementary school teacher, a special education teacher. And I'd wake up before school. I would get my 5 minutes of practice in, and I would go to school. And the immediate effects is you feel calm, you feel buzzed, you feel light, you feel like you're vibrating, you feel happy, grateful. And that's all I wanted. I'm like, all right. And then if I could take this with me throughout my day, I'm good. And I would go to school and I would start to realize that I had more energy. I had more patience for the kids. And I started to see a deeper meaning to what I was doing every day. It wasn't just like a job where I go and I leave. Like, I was having an impact on children, and I had to take my job seriously, whether I felt it was my dharma or not, because at the time I was ready to find my truth and my dharma, and I didn't think that teaching was. But while I was doing it, I knew the role that I had to play, and I knew the energy I needed to bring to show up because I was impacting other people. And I immediately started to just see a different perspective, a different view on my job, on my relationships, on my family. I became less reactive and more grounded. All of the, like, I can go on forever about the changes that started to happen to me, to the point it's almost like, wait, what? Is this like a magical situation or a magical exercise or technique you found? It really feels like that, because of the dramatic changes it brought to me physically, energetically, and mentally. And after going deep into the practice, and by deep, I just mean practicing every day. And once I started practicing every day, first it was 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and then you kind of want to just linger and you want to stay in that and you want longer meditations. And let me just remind you, I never had a meditation practice before this. This is my first experience in meditation. So I started to see these huge shifts, and I'm like, I need to go and learn what's happening to me, because this can change a lot of people's lives. I just want to go learn and figure out the science. And maybe while I go and learn more about this, I'll figure out what I'm supposed to do on earth. And I signed up for a 9-month training, an intensive training. And the second day there, I just knew, like, I knew I had to share this. And I started to share here and there on Instagram, and then the community grew, and now I have my own platform, Evolved by Erica. And 2 years ago, I left my teaching job, and I'm now doing this full time.
Yeah. Oh, it's so amazing. I love hearing people's journeys of like finding themselves. Like, this is the Find Your Feet podcast. So this is what this show is all about, is helping other people do that. But it sounds so much like your meditation practice as well helped you like connect with your intuition. I know that's like a big theme in your meditations, and like it's a big topic that you talk about online on your podcast and social media. So there's so many people out there that are disconnected from their intuition, and they're really missing out on like a huge inner power that they have. What is the connection between meditation and intuition, and how can meditation help you find your own intuition and know what it is and be able to listen to it and trust it?
I love that you're asking this, because I really feel like my intuition activated the moment I found this practice. And I'll give you some personal examples, and then I'll give you some scientific meaning on how this works. But when I first started practicing, I was always someone that I was very cautious. I didn't like doing anything where I didn't feel like I was in control. And in some meditations, I started to feel some intense physical responses to the meditation. And I would often ask myself, should I stop? Is this too much? Am I safe? And I would hear the voice inside my head that said, keep going with this practice. You're going to get what you need through this practice. And I would just push right through in those intense moments. And you get to the other side and you're like, oh my goodness, wow. So my intuition pretty quickly activated through the practice. And the reason why is because this specific practice, what I teach is Kundalini, inspired by Kundalini yoga and meditation. It is a practice that helps to activate the glandular system. And we have two glands in our body, the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, that work together to help us access that inner wisdom, our intuition, that sensory system that can sense things beyond the here and now. And it can be super woo-woo, or it can be really just what we're already experiencing. Like, there are, I'm sure many listeners have had moments where they're thinking about someone and that person reaches out to them through text, or they're thinking about something and then they see it pop up somewhere along the lines. And that's your intuition. That's you connecting with something beyond the 3D physical realm. And it's really not that woo-woo. We have this aura around us and this electromagnetic field that sends out signals and interpret signals. And once we start becoming intuitive, I mean, it's like the next level of living and of health and of well-being, because we're able to intuitively know what works for our physical body. We're able to wake up in the morning and know exactly what our body needs, whether it be the type of movement, the types of food, the types of fluids or water or whatever it may be. Anything we're intaking. And from there, it goes way beyond into being able to sense different things that may be going on or happening or coming through. So it truly helps to activate our intuition. We use specific eye gazes as well as specific breath work that helps. So let me start with eye gazes. We have two different eye gazes, one down towards the tip of the nose, one towards the center of the forehead, the third eye. Those two eye gazes in meditation help to open up the third eye space, the space inside the head near the pineal and pituitary glands, so that we can access our intuition. And then on top of that, we have specific breath works that help with intuition too. And they're two of my top favorite meditations out of the thousands that there are. And what happens is with breath work, the way we intake our breath, it's like an input station through our nostrils to our brain. And we're telling our brain what it needs to do, what we want it to do, and what outcome we want to get. So for instance, there's a breath work, 4 breaths in through the nose and then 1 long breath out. And that helps us to access our intuition. So we're using more than just the breath. We're tapping into the glands. We're tapping into this physical body as well as our energetic body to open up to more information.
Oh, it's so amazing. And when you're like saying about you looking up at your third eye and then the nostril breathing out and then the
it's all like, I remember doing all these things in your meditation. I'm like, I had no idea that that's what we were like trying to do. Cause obviously I'm just following along with what you're guiding. So it's so amazing. Well, I've definitely noticed in my own practice that when I go through periods when I'm not being as consistent, I'm not as tuned into like those sort of signs and synchronicities and those sort of like intuitive and telepathic messages that you sort of get. I feel like meditation really helps me like strengthen that. But you spoke as well about like manifesting and how you were like seeing your friends like manifesting beautiful lives and you felt stuck in your old job and you weren't, and then meditation obviously really helped change that. How can we actually use meditation and affirmations and just how change our energy in this way to manifest our goals or more abundance and just attract into our life what we actually want?
Oh, where to begin? I have chills because there's just so much to unpack here. But let's start with everything is energy. Everything has a frequency. And when we have a meditation practice, we're elevating our frequency. We're clearing density. So we are clearing trauma. We're clearing programs from the past, thoughts, beliefs that can be keeping us stuck in our situation. I'll give you an example. My family really wanted me to have a secure job with a secure income, with a pension, with health benefits, all of those things. And that program replayed in my mind. And it was very scary for me to finally break away from that and start my own business and doing what I knew I had to do because that program was constantly playing in my mind. But what my meditation practice helped me to do was to see that wasn't my program, that wasn't my truth, that was something I inherited, it was something taught and learned, and something that actually started to become mine because I believed it and I held the frequency of it until I didn't, until I got clear and literally used the breath, the mantras, to help elevate my frequency so I can have a different perspective, so I can tap into my truth and what I'm supposed to feel, believe, do, act on, etc. So the simple answer is everything is energy, everything is a frequency, and we're using the breath and meditation to align us to a higher frequency, the things that we desire, all of the goodness, all the joy, all the wealth, all the abundance, all the happiness, that's all at a very high frequency. And if we're super low on this emotional scale, it's going to be very hard to jump up and reach it. But if every day we have practices in place that are elevating us, elevating us, elevating us, it helps it to be more approachable, helps us to be on a frequency where we could pull that in, and not only pull it in, but hold it and sustain it, because it's a, and that's why it's a daily practice. It's something we have to practice every day.
Yeah. I saw on one of your reels you put on once, and it was just like one line on one of the reels, and it just stuck with me. And it was like, everything you want is just a frequency shift away. Yeah. I think sometimes when we're like talking about energy and frequencies, for someone that maybe isn't familiar with it, it can be like what? Like, I don't understand. But it is so true that everything that you kind of want is on that higher frequency, and that, and simple meditation practices just take you there. And it's just like that slow daily commitment, and then your life starts to change. But I know as well you're really interested in Dr. Joe Dispenza, and so much of his work is literally backed by science, and you've literally marrying the spirituality with the science, and it's like mind-blowing the work that he does. I know you've just got back from one of his retreats, and I was like living for your Instagram stories when you were there, because I was like loving all the updates and everything that was going on. Like, I'd love to go on one of his retreats one day, like in my life. Definitely. But I'd love to know what, like, yeah, I'd love to know what your sort of biggest takeaways, like from that retreat and from his work, like how has that impacted your practice and like how you teach and how you sort of see what you're doing in the world?
Oh, I definitely highly recommend you get to one. It was amazing. I think the biggest takeaway for me, I was very familiar with his work. I've read his books. I've listened to every single podcast he's ever been on. But the biggest takeaway for me is the people and the energy you surround yourself with is very important. And that week, you are surrounded by people who believe, by people who know that energy is real, by people who know that anything you want is possible. Like, we saw people literally getting out of wheelchairs and walking for the first time, people who haven't been able to speak because they had a throat condition, being able to speak for the first time after being at the retreat. And it's the people you surround yourself with, the thoughts that they hold, the things that they project is really important to be aware of, because that can really cloud your truth. And I think it was so powerful being in an energy vortex of people that believe in being limitless, people that believe that we're constantly evolving and expanding and sky's the limit and we can achieve anything, even if it hasn't been proven yet or it hasn't been done yet. It just takes that one person to be able to do it. And that actually creates space for others to do it as well. So I think it's the power of the collective. It's the power of the people you surround yourself with and the energy you surround yourself with and the practices. Because while we were there, we were meditating for a minimum of 3 hours a day. And that is beautiful, but not always attainable. And that's why I've tried to make this practice very approachable. All quick, potent meditations that you could get in, get your benefits and get out. But there's so much beauty in having a week or 7 days where you can go deep and you can meditate for 3+ hours a day, because you're completely open. You're creating so much space for yourself. You're not working. You're not taking care of your family. You're not doing anything else other than going within. And I think that was something I walked away with too, just how important that time is and really having time to sit in your meditations and receive. Especially if you're in this work, if you're a creative, if you're a creator, you need space to expand, to get all those juices flowing and to take aligned action.
Yeah. How much are you meditating at the minute? And like, have you got any tips for someone who's maybe just starting out and they're feeling really motivated and inspired now from everything you've said, of like how they can start to implement this habit? Like say they're like really busy, maybe they're a mom and they have a full-time job or something like that.
I hope that the beginning of my journey encourages people. Like when I say 3 to 5 minutes a day, I hope ears perk up. Like, wait, she literally had a huge transformative experience from 3 to 5 minutes a day. Yes, I'm not exaggerating. It was 3 to 5 minutes every day. And with that, I think it's also important to note what you're eating, what you're consuming, your lifestyle. That plays a really big role too for this overall spiritual awakening experience. But to start a meditation practice, start small, start 3 to 5 minutes. On my app, Evolve by Eric, I started 2 sections, a micro meditation section and a breath express section. So the breath express, they're all under 10 minutes, and micro, they're all under 5 minutes. And I'm telling you, they're potent, they're powerful. There's even audio meditations you can listen to anywhere that are under 10 minutes. You just have to create the space for yourself. And once you do, and once you commit to it, you are going to see changes that you cannot believe. And you're going to be like, wow, it was this simple. It was this. I just needed to carve out some time for myself to explore and receive these dramatic shifts in my life, in my relationships, in how I show up at work, at how I show up to my family. Everything changes. And it can really start with 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I think it's just like jumping and doing it whenever you can. Like I sometimes meditate in really random places, like in my car, not when I'm driving, but obviously like I'm like, oh, I'm about to drive off to go to work or whatever. Why don't I just sit here for 5 minutes? And someone might walk past my car and think, what the hell is going on inside that car? But like, it's going to change my day and it's going to make me so much better. And I think sometimes just not trying to be so perfect about how you're doing it and where you're doing it, if you're trying to implement that practice, is really important as well, because it's better to just get it done. Then exactly. Obviously like I love sitting on my meditation pillow and holding crystals and doing that, but I can't always do that every day. I don't like, sometimes my schedule doesn't allow that, but I really do notice the difference. Even if I just do it in an imperfect way, it still makes such a difference to my life. So yeah, like those 3 to 5 minutes, like they are so powerful and they'll make such a difference. But you said about like the power of the collective at Dr. Joe's retreat and how so we've got all these people in one room and everyone's got that limitless thinking. It literally sounds amazing. Like I just love to be around that. But you spoke about like how other people's energies can really like cloud up our energy and we can absorb other people's truth as our own. And that can become really limiting and who we are, how we show up and what we become and achieve in this life. So have you got any tips for like energy protection just for day-to-day life? Like maybe there's someone listening and they've got a really toxic boss. They've got a colleague who they can't get away from. They have to work with them and they're not a good person. They're an energy drain. Or maybe there's someone in their family and they have to see them like on a regular basis and they're just really taking, they're just one of those energy drainers. Like, have you got any tips for how you can kind of protect your energy from those kind of people? And just any tips for like things to maybe do in the morning before you go out into the day to just kind of like keep your vibe and frequency in where you want it to be?
Yeah. So I know that the morning practice that I share and that I practice every single day is my number one shield of protection. So by practicing this practice with breathwork and mantra, you're literally creating this shield around you, strengthening the shield that we all have, our aura, and you get to strengthen it and lengthen it. And by doing that, you're more protected. And so a morning practice is 100% the first way and the most powerful way to create that shield of protection around you. There are specific mantras in Kundalini that help you with protection. I actually have a playlist. It's called Evolve Protection Playlist or Evolve Protection Mantras on Spotify. And you can just listen to them. I promise you. By listening to these mantras, you will feel completely transformed just by having them play in the background because they're a frequency and it literally changes how the cells in our body are moving, how our energy around us is being experienced. So by listening to those, by chanting along as you learn them, you'll feel transformed. I have on Evolve, I have a protective shield meditation. And this is an audio meditation. I believe it's under 5 minutes. And you are able, you tap into your shield around you and we go through a protection ritual. And another thing I do, I don't know if you've heard of Anima Mundi, but it's an herbalist shop in Brooklyn. And I have a Palo Santo mist from them. It's a protection mist. And in the mornings after my morning practice, I'll just take the mist, I'll go around my aura and just like seal it all in. The other thing I wanted to say is your morning practice and this specific practice in particular helps you to become more aware of your thoughts, more aware of where other people's thoughts are coming from. And that's that added layer of protection. The ego isn't really relevant. It's more of your intuition, your truth, and you're able to see or hear these projections from others, understand where they're coming from, and come back to your truth. And I think some of the things I explain are maybe hard to grasp until you actually experience that, but that is what comes with a consistent practice. And the last thing is crystals. Crystals are great as well. They're shungite or obsidian. Those are great to have for protection. Amethyst is a great positive energy crystal to hold with you. Citrine, I love. Clear quartz, just to keep the energy clear around you.
Yeah, I feel like this year, I don't know whether it's in correlation with because I've been doing your meditations and been going a little bit deeper, but I've become way more attached to my crystals and like connected to them. And now I like just put them in my bag everywhere I go. Like I've got them out like on my windowsill. I'm like, okay, which ones are going to come with me today? Yeah. And I just take them out and they're just in my handbag. And I'm just like, I didn't used to do stuff like that, but I like feel so much more connected to them. I love meditating with them as well and like holding them in my hands. I can really feel the power of them.
Yeah, and you use your intuition to see which one you need for the day. Like when you ask yourself yes. which ones are coming, there's a reason why you're choosing what you're choosing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they're amazing tips. I love those. I'd love to know as well, you obviously start when you were saying about your journey, how you went from your feeling like so anxious and having those panic attacks. And I like totally resonate with that because that's kind of how I started my like well-being and spiritual journey as well, was from anxiety on that level when I was younger, like where it's physically taking over and you just don't even know what's going on. Like, so I'd love to know like what, because I know that it wouldn't have been easy, but going from there and that job to now 2 years in working on your business, like in living in your purpose, like I can see it in like everything that you do, and even just like a picture you put on Instagram, like you can just see that you are living in your truth and what you're meant to do. But I know that so much fear will have come up in from point A to point B, and there'll be people listening now, they're like, great, okay, meditation will help me tap my intuition and maybe know where, help me figure out where I need to go next, but I'm scared. Have you got any tips for like how you navigated that fear from literally of transforming your life in the way you have and taking that leap?
I really couldn't have done it without my practice. And I, when the thoughts of fear would come up for me, I would constantly challenge myself to go back to truth. What does truth feel like to me? This feels like fear. This feels scared. This feels limiting. This feels lacking, or this, or the fear of lacking. What does truth feel like in my body? What does it look like out in my life? And there were layers upon layers upon layers that I had to peel back to take this leap. It was not easy at all. I cried many, 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 many times, out of fear, out of desperation, out of all the things. And it was my practice every single day that helped me get clear. It was hearing other people's stories about the risks and the leaps that they've taken and how successful they are following their truth. And the other thing is, it's like, we have one opportunity in this lifetime. Like, this is it. This is, you know, the one lifetime that I'm Erica as I am right now. And I want to live my truth, and I never want that to pass me by. And if, you know, if I felt like it didn't work out, there'd be plenty of other opportunities that opened. And sometimes we make things just a little bit scarier than they have to be. But I do want to speak to people who are going through this directly. I know how scary it could be. I know how stressful it could be. I have done some podcasts myself on this specifically. That's why I actually started my podcast, was to talk directly to this situation, because it was huge. So those are the beginning few episodes, if anyone like really needs a deep dive into it. But overall, especially if you know where you want to go and what you want to do, I would remind myself how lucky I was and how grateful I was to know my dharma in this lifetime. And how dare I not go after that? How dare I try to ignore it and do something that some other people wanted me to do to stay, quote unquote, safe? So those were a lot of the inner thoughts I had during that process that helped me build the courage. But it was my daily practice that helped me to clear the nerves, clear the fear, clear the projection of others, and come back to my truth.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I love that. When you've been meditating so consistently as well, because I find this in my own practice, it's really opened me up to like what's out there in the universe in terms of spirit guides. And you're sort of like, I have an astrology reader who calls it your team unseen, who's like all your like team in the light, that are like, you know, maybe their past ancestors or pets or your angels or whatever. And I've like really opened myself up to that, and meditation's been a huge part of that, and that's been really, really helpful in like my journey in navigating fear and life and just what you need to do. Have you found that in yourself? And if you have you got any like tips for somebody who maybe wants to open themselves up to things like that, of how they can, you know, receive signs and guidance from, you know, the universe and angels or whatever it is that they connect to?
Yeah. So the first thing would be to elevate your frequency. Just like you said earlier, being on a higher vibration, you're more open to the synchronicities. You're able to see them because they're already there for you. It's just about actually tuning into them. When we meditate and elevate our frequency, we start to see life out of what feels like a different set of eyes, because it's a completely different experience because of the frequency shift. But I would start by journaling or just talking out loud or in your mind to the universe, to your spirit team, your angels. Ask them to send you some signs. Tell them you are ready to connect with them in any way that you feel comfortable. Ask them for a sign to receive. Pay attention to numbers. And when you see repeating numbers, look them up and see what meaning resonates with you and what message you think you were being delivered in that moment.
Yeah, I always see angel numbers and stuff like that, and I always see them when I'm like thinking about something. that maybe I've got to make a decision on, or saying something that is the truth, and then I'll see the number and you start to notice all these signs. But I notice them more when I am consistently meditating. So yeah, well, it's been absolutely amazing to chat with you today. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing all your knowledge on meditation. I'm sure those people are feeling really motivated and inspired now to maybe start the practice if they haven't already, or maybe pick it back up if they fell off. But where can everybody find you, like your social media, and how can people use your app and start to do some of your own meditations? So I'm a big fan. I absolutely love them. So I'd love everybody else to try them.
Yeah, sure. You can find me at incal.xcal on Instagram. And right in my bio, I have a link to my website and a ton of other links too, but directly to the membership. If you want to try it, there's a 7-day free trial and you access the entire app as well as the lives for 7 days. I go live each week as a community. We gather and meditate together. And you can also always look at my website, which is evolvedbyerica.com, and get in touch with me there if you have any other questions.
Amazing. Well, I'll link your Instagram and your podcast and your website and everything in the show notes as well, so everyone can find you really easily. But it's been so lovely to talk to you. You are just such a high vibe. You're just such like a, just like, that's what you feel like when you're speaking to you, just so like calm and relaxed. So it's been really nice. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
So really hope you are feeling inspired after that conversation with Erica. I am, and I can't wait to do even more meditating. She's really inspired me to dive even deeper into it. And if you would like to try out Erica's meditations, like I said, I've been doing them all year and I absolutely love them. She's been so kind to give all of you guys 50% off your entire first month of using her meditation platform with the code FINDYOURFEET. So not only are you going to get a 7-day free trial, you can also try out the first month for half price. So it's only going to cost you $12. So it's probably about 10 great British pounds. So super affordable, super cheap. So nice for to do that. So I've left the link in the show notes of how you can access this offer, and it's already got the code in there. So just click through in the show notes below, and we'll also share it on our Instagram if you are on there, or you can send us a DM and we'll send you the link. So nice for to do that. So give it a go, try out her meditations. I promise you will not regret it. But if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a little rating and review. You can leave us a star rating on Spotify and you can write us a little review on Apple. We love hearing what you guys think about the show. And make sure to come and connect with us on social media at Find Your Feet Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. We love connecting and chatting with you guys on there. And you can find out when the next episode's coming out, see all the clips from your favorite episodes, and see a little bit of behind the scenes of what me and Abby get up to on there. But that is all for now. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye.